ought not.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what? No. AIDS is not funny. Believe me, I have tried.
There are certain topics that are off limits to comedians. JFK, AIDS, the Holocaust. The Lincoln assassination just recently became funny. I need to see this play like I need a hole in the head. And I hope to someday live in a world where a person could tell a hilarious AIDS joke. It's one of my dreams.
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Uh-huh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's Steve Carell from The Office, who's got that movie this weekend. And before we punish Matt, who does not know how to respect women, let's say hello to our friend Topper Shutt.
Star of the new movie.
Channel 9. Hey, Topper.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine. So we've seen the ads on Channel 9 here in D.C. It's Topper Almighty that you actually have a speaking line in the movie of an almighty.
That is correct.
Will you be doing the weather anytime soon in a NOAA outfit?
I don't know, but you do hear me clearly. You don't see me quite as clear.
Oh, it's one of those kind of deals?
Yeah.
Your TV's on in the background
exactly,
or something like that?
Exactly.
Oh.
Now, is it one of the deals where you play a weatherman or do you play like, because I know that when other sportscasters, newsmen, sometimes they shuffle a little bit. Are you going to be a weather guy?
No, I'm a weather guy. I'm playing myself. I get credit as being myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's be very specific.
He sounds so proud, doesn't he?
Well, it was fun to do.
Let's be very specific about this. It's a scene where someone's watching TV and you're the weather guy that's on the TV, right?
Yeah, I mean, it takes place. Steve Carell, you know, he gets elected to Congress. This is sort of a continuation of Bruce Almighty. He quits his broadcasting job, gets elected to Congress, moves to the Virginia suburbs, and the family's sitting around having dinner. And I'm...
Hold on, Topper. You're not on The Tonight Show.
Sorry.
You're not doing it. I think
just
we all
to set it up for
I
you.
Think we all know the movie.
We know the movie,
let's
sure.
We all know it.
Well, the funny part is that I turn into Morgan Freeman. I turn into God.
Oh, you turn into God?
Yeah, because Steve Carell looks at the TV and doesn't see me. He sees Morgan Freeman.
So is it at one point is Morgan Freeman speaking with your voice or
no? It's his own voice.
Is your part in the movie close to when Morgan Freeman appears as God?
Yes,
that's
yes.
huge.
That is big.
Yes,
that is a big deal.
So it was fun. You know, it's a little part, but it was fun. It was fun to do. And I did meet Steve. I didn't get to meet Morgan.
You got to meet Steve Carell. That's neat.
Steve Carell.
You meant Steve.
Do you call him Stevie?
It's Steve.
We're
tight. You know what?
And for you, that must have like been looking at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
No, not at all, smart ass.
Topper.
Looking eye to eye, pal.
So are you, Topper, are you the same height as Steve Carell?
Just about.
There you go.
You know what's great is Topper now has his own page on IMDb,
mm-hmm.
and it lists two roles as the weatherman and Evan Almighty, and also apparently you play a weatherman on Eyewitness News. That's your two credits.
Is that what it says on IMDb?
Yeah, on his IMDb page.
Well, that's fun. I mean, how does this stuff happen? Do they just are they looking for specifically a Washington D.C. weather guy? Is that the way this works?
Yes, they were going to use I think somebody in town, and my sister happens to know the director.
There you go. That's Hollywood, baby. That's Hollywood. It's who you know.
Yeah. And we sent him tapes to make sure I was not a complete idiot. And he goes, "Okay, he's fine."
Good.
So, how would you describe your friendship with Steve Carell?
Well, he wouldn't know me if I hit him in the head now, but he was very nice. Actually, when I saw him, he was, he was essentially Noah, so his beard was long and his hair was long. And so.
All right, now, Topper, we've never asked you, do you have kids?
Yes, three girls.
And how old are your girls?
16, 14, 11.
Oh, good. So they're all the age where you can take the family out to the movies and see. That's got to be fun, right?
This is a great movie. This is a great movie. Even for like 6 and 7 year olds, there's nothing in it that's bad. It's entertaining for the adults, and it really is it's much less, it's more tame than Bruce Almighty.
You're listening to Topper Shutt sell Evan Almighty.
Let's look at the clip, could we?
The movie that really needs to be
is
sold.
Is that wrong?
It's going to be, well, it's the most, I read it is the most expensive comedy ever made.
I'll tell you what,
you're in the most expensive comedy ever made, Topper.
Yeah, well, it wasn't because of me. I was not the tipping point.
Well, Topper, what did your family think? They must have seen you in it. What did they think?
The girls loved it. Yeah, they liked it. They got a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, my voice is really clear. I just wish I were more in focus, but it's like Doris Day squared, but it's okay.
And how many low pressure systems do you give the movie, top?
I would give the movie 8 low pressure systems.
Hey, wow. How about that? That's terrific.
And as long as you're on the phone, friend, I couldn't help but noticing the other day. Oh, it was just yesterday that
it would have been yesterday.
Your forecast was sunny and clear and mild and beautiful. What was up with all those thunderstorms yesterday?
Well, you're gonna bust my stops here for like 5% of the day.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't do
that.
Yeah,
that was, I got to say, that was a little bit of a surprise there. I saw him at 11 o'clock. I saw him at 11 o'clock, and I see him in Michigan, and I go, well, these are going to come in here tomorrow. And I go, and I mean Friday. And, well, they came in Thursday.
Oh, dear.
What do you care? You're in the movies now, Top.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
Well, you know what? You keep your digits when it's just rain. It's only snow when we, like,
that's when we take the fingers. That's correct.
Exactly.
Well, what can we say? But congratulations.
You've made it to Hollywood.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are funny.
so
Mike,
are you.
Yes. Mike, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Topper. That's very nice of you. Thank you
very
much.
You going to get lucky tonight?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be in the car with my kids and my girlfriend. So
that's lucky.
That's lucky. Yes. I'm the luckiest man alive. I am.
Have a nice weekend, Topper.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. He's funny.
Yeah, Topper Shutt calling us from his Doppler machine.
you are great, though, with him doing the whole thing about you. You're going to show a clip. You're going to show. Let's go right to the clip right now.
In case you haven't heard, it's a movie about this guy who gets contacted by God. What a crazy setup.
You can't go too far with Topper because he really is the whipping boy. He is the one. When the forecast is totally screwed up in the wintertime.
We love him.
He's our guy. We do love him.
Because he calls when we want to rave out at a weatherman.
He understands us. He's almost like a meteorological therapist. He really is. You know, he understands how angry we get.
It's just who God hits with the lucky stick.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, if you put his personality in Sam Champion's body.
Oh, yes. My.
Sam Champion is bigger than Roker.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without question. Weather world. Be the definitive weatherman. Yeah.
And isn't that always the way it goes? You know, you've got the pretty boy that's got nothing between his ears, and then you've got
Topper. You know what? The thing about Topper,
it's a compliment, though, for Topper.
It's a total compliment. Here's what I like about Topper. When I watch Topper, seriously, I was saying this. We were talking about Meredith Vieira the other day, and one of the things that makes her good on camera is her complete ease with the medium.
Yeah.
Topper's the same way.
Right. Yeah.
Topper doesn't really give a rat's ass that he's on television.
Right.
You can tell, and that's the way he
except
gives
when
the
he
weather.
Wears his Indiana Jones hat.
But that's because he doesn't care.
Apparently he gets excited on the radio, but TV not so much.
That's right.
You know what would be great? What if it was Topper's body and face with Sam Champion's presentation? Then you've really got something.
Then you've got, you know what you've got? You've got Little Rock. that's what you've got then. You've got Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, and I'm not even, that's too big a market. I gotta find a smaller market than that, you know?
Newport News.
Newport News.
Smaller than that.
It's got to be smaller than that. Man, it really does.
Fresno.
Fresno, too big.
Modesto.
Modesto wouldn't have a TV station.
Listen, if the discussion is a small market.
Small market
why don't we just get out our affiliate list?
That's exactly right.
Portland, Maine.
Maine would be better than that. You'd have to go with... It's got to be in the middle of the country.
Uh-huh.
Wichita.
Midwest.
How about Wichita?
Wichita? Good. Huh. Wichita.
Wichita's not a huge...
Tulsa. Better.
Tulsa's like Wichita's sister.
Yeah.
Right?
How about Haiti? He can be the weatherman in Haiti.
In Haiti.
Oh, God. There's so many. When you travel the world, you see some of those lovely local newscasts.
Mike, we've got to go outside right now where Matt, the Pollock intern, is learning a lesson about respecting ladies.
Yes, he threw money at a stripper earlier today on the show.
Singles.
He threw singles at her, and he is being punished.
During the break, when Mike and I were talking to him, we said, what were you doing? And he said, hey, I was like Pac-Man. I was making it rain.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Except,
he's a hard guy not to like. He really is. But he should be punished anyway.
He threw the money at her, and I didn't want to say this while she was here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He threw the money at her the way you see in a movie when a guy's done with his whore, and he goes, there you go.
That's
get out of here.
And it was not appropriate, and we had to teach him a lesson.
That's almost like he was rolling dice was also almost a move. You're playing craps or something. Mm-hmm.
Throwing it.
There you go, baby. Thanks for the time. Thanks for your time. Here you go.
So he's outside.
It's like $4, too.
Disrespect.
Yeah, that's another thing. It was like $4.
Four $1 bills.
It was singles. You know, it was like his Frito money.
It was $1 million act.
Hold on. Rob's counted five, Mike.
It was $5 American dollars.
I love that they're still on the floor.
They're stuck to the floor.
They're still on the floor?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Rob, you've been, how long have you been in this studio?
Now you take it easy.
Hold on. I am getting a, I am getting some kind of a psychic message. Mm-hmm. Alan Line One is on the New Jersey Turnpike right now.
Driving 90 miles an hour to get to our studio.
He has just heard that there's a dollar on the floor.
Grab it, please. Make sure. Secure the room. Secure the room. Please secure the room.
I'll pick it up.
Do you remember, seriously, when we glued a quarter to the floor?
Mm-hmm. Right outside his office, right?
Yeah.
Glued it. Super glued it.
For about 2 days.
Drove him nuts.
Yeah. Why he left.
For 2 days.
Exactly. That's why he went to New York.
And then he waited about a week, mm-hmm. and he went out of town or something, and yep. he came back. And he forgot all about it. It was like, oh, there's a quarter on the floor in front of my office.
Mm-hmm.
And started the whole thing all over again.
I tell you, it took him 6 months to get over having those bloody fingernails.
That's right.
When he was Matt, trying to pry it off the floor.
Matt, the Pollock does not know how to respect women, Mike. You don't throw money at a woman who's here performing an exotic birthday ritual for us.
Not a good thing at all.
So he's outside now, shirtless. He still has the chocolate pudding on his head and his chest.
Mm-hmm. Which, really, for the average passerby, you know, they wouldn't know that that was chocolate pudding.
No. They might think it was poop.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't understand.
And I think we've got him handcuffed.
Good.
To a tree or to mm-hmm. a telephone pole. What are we doing, Robbie?
You know those engineering wire ties that you can tighten up, but they don't loosen?
Well, they use those for riots,
too. Oh, you've
too.
Seen those on cops as well, where they just take that the stuff that you use to put, like, cables from your TV together.
They use that instead of handcuffs when they've got a large group of people to arrest.
Well, now you can see it on Old Georgetown Road right in front of our station.
So he is he's to handcuffed a tree. To a tree.
Yeah.
Anybody out there with him?
Little Joe.
Little Joe?
Howdy, Joe.
Howdy.
Joe.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the passersby, Joe, with Matt tied to the tree?
Lots of good stares, some beeps.
Good.
Hey, am I the only one wondering about the sister shut?
About what?
The sister shut?
Yeah.
Who's the sister shut? Is that a Topper Shut reference?
Oh, yeah, his daughter.
No, his sister is the director of that movie or something.
No. He knows, his sister knows the director.
Somebody.
We know that director, too. His name is Tom Shadyac.
Oh, it's a Shadyac.
He's a DC guy,
old producer of our show, right?
He was a good friend of Diana's.
Diana, that's right, Diana Silman.
Diana Silman, that was one of our old producers.
She's not Diana Silman anymore. I think she got married.
I thought Joe was referring to the sisters shut.
No.
His daughters.
No.
Joe always likes the company of a young lady.
Yes, of course he does.
Now. Anyway, we've got Matt out here. He looks like a war protester. He's handcuffed to a tree with the plastic ties.
Now, are his arms behind his back or in front?
So we opted for in front because in back would be a little extreme, I think.
I see him. That's beautiful.
So he's eating bark is what he's doing?
Yeah, exactly.
There he is.
He's staring right at the tree.
That's good.
He's in his underwear, too.
We need someone from our arts and crafts department to make a big sandwich board that says, "Honk at me because I do not respect women."
Right.
I think that can be done.
How about honk if you want me to respect women?
How about...
You're right. We got to rewrite it.
It's got to be, "Honk at me, I
suck."
No. He does, Joe.
Honk to teach me respect?
No, that's
not good either.
If you love... How can you just say, "I threw money"? How about this? "I threw money at a hooker."
No, she's not a hooker.
At a dancer.
At a dancer.
Excuse me, I misspoke.
Yes, yes.
I threw money at a dancer.
Maybe you're right with the original. "Honk if you want me to respect women."
That's pretty good.
But it's a lot of words. And, you know, when people are going by, you need, like, that slogan.
How about just, "I'm an ass"?
"Honk if you think I'm an ass."
There you go.
That's how we work it out on this show.
Yeah, because it just wasn't. It had to be.
We
adjusted.
Can't work women and
right,
and,
right.
And
no,
pudding
it's too much.
And
honk if you think I'm an ass.
Siren.
Let's listen.
What, did a police car drive by?
More, please.
What was that?
That was Montgomery County's finest.
Oh, like you didn't hear it? You were asking for it.
Well, yeah, he did it. He did a quick chirp.
No, I heard a little boop.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cop just drove by to say hello.
That's perfect. A little billboard says, honk if you think I'm an ass. Almost sounds like a song lyric, doesn't it?
Honk if you think I'm an ass.
Or it could be to the tune of Monty Python. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. Sit on my face and tell me that you care. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Honk if you think that I'm an ass.
Oh, and he had asked on our way out if he was going to be able to listen to the show. And I said, well, perhaps, but that's up to Don and Mike.
I don't think so. That would be a privilege for him.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. He's foregone that privilege today.
Does anybody have an iPod with him or a Walkman or anything?
Well, I've got these headphones, see.
I was wondering if we could do like what they used to do to guys psychologically torturing them, like we do in Iraq, and we did at that place, at Guantanamo Bay.
Right.
We'd play like Barry Manilow music over a speaker and over and over.
Yeah, so to torture him, though, in this case, we could put on WTOP. That would get him. That really would get him.
Don, if I put the headphones on him, then during the breaks you could play anything you wanted, and it would feed into the headphones. So that'd be 9 minutes of whatever you wanted.
Now, after we undo him from the tree and we take the billboard down, that's, of course, when we'll be doing the waterboarding, right?
You mean on Monday's show?
Yeah, on Monday's show.
So you guys are on vacation, so.
Yeah, we'll still be waterboarding him, though.
2 weeks from
now. He's out there for the whole show.
And it's Is he got the circulation in his hands?
Yes, he does. I cuffed him like, you know, the cops cuff you.
Well, let's see if he's learned anything.
Just a little play.
Hey, Joe, ask him if he's learned why he's out there, you know, handcuffed to the tree.
Matt, have you learned why you're out here handcuffed to the tree?
Not at all.
See if he can ask him for his opinion on why he's being punished.
What's your opinion of why you're being punished?
They're just hazing the new guy. Come on.
No. That's the whole show now. That's definitely the whole show.
He doesn't get it. He is disrespectful towards women.
And he's like my beagle.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
No, you can hit him as much as you want.
Tell him that's the incorrect answer.
That's the incorrect answer. No.
And now tell him he's out there
doing
for
my impersonation of Pac-Man Jones.
He's back to that Pac-Man Jones
thing. Making it rain.
Yeah. Let it go.
All right, Joe, just start to walk away and tell him see you later.
See you later.
Take the headphones from him.
Oh, I didn't give them to him.
All right, good.
Good.
They're just the headphones that I'm wearing, so.
Just leave them out. You know what?
Goodbye and goodbye.
That's good. That's perfect.
I don't even want to leave a microphone out there. Let's just leave him out there.
Just leave him out there and, you know, go out during the breaks
the
and look at him.
What if we forget him?
Well, it's, you know, we'll be back in a couple of weeks.
I'll remind you.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why this is so side-splittingly funny. Because right now I'm looking out the window, and Matt the Pollock has just figured out that he may, in fact, be stuck there for the next 3 hours.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's no microphone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Joe.
Sure.
There's no nothing.
And he won that with the answer, you know, I'm being hazed because I'm the new guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's partially true, but he doesn't need to know that.
Look at him looking around. It's like he's just realized his surroundings.
He looks like a little monkey.
He looks like a little animal that's just been put in a cage. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in this thing.
Sort of like a bush baby's trap. I like the guy. I like the guy going to his car and completely ignoring him. Look at the guy that just went to his car.
Oh, the guy in his orange shirt.
Yeah, just came into his car, just completely ignored him. That's great. What are you doing with the whipped cream, Joe?
What, Joe?
I just noticed we had extra whipped cream.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go cream him up. Bring a microphone with you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, we want to hear that.
Good. This is quality.
And he's out there in his boxers and his wife beater with chocolate pudding all over him.
Are you sure Joe is going out to put whipped cream on him and he's not going to the back room to take the nitrous?
Yeah, what a buzz.
I just noticed we got some extra.
What a buzz I got. Okay, hey, Joe, come here. Now, you might call me King Fag, but come here for a second.
Okay. Hello.
Does that look out the window?
Right.
You could very easily just pull the elastic around the back of his boxers and put the put the whipped cream down his underpants.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Okay. And just hide it until you get to him so he doesn't know what's coming.
Under your shirt. Oh, you're right. You're right. He can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Very good. Hold on.
Yeah, he can't hear a thing.
Rob, why don't you go out with the microphone? Why don't you just go out and be, like, inconspicuous? Just tell him we went to break. Rob, take the headphones off.
Okay.
And act like we went to break.
Yeah, because he'll see you without the headphones, and he'll think you went on the break.
Well, hold on. Who's got the whipped cream?
Joe's? Where is it?
Joe's got it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, Joe. Just keep it there.
There you go. All right, good. Fine. good.
All right, Rob's going to put it in his pocket. Yeah, good. Very good.
All right, guys, go on outside now. It's a hidden microphone trick.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Just talk to him and ask him how it's going.
Yeah, I'll just...
Just tell him we're off the air, and if he cusses or anything, I'll delete it out.
There they go. Good stuff.
This will be great.
You could put a small Chevrolet in Rob's pockets. All right, let's take a look. Let's see what happens now.
So Matt is handcuffed to the tree outside. There go Rob and Joe.
Hey, Rob. Rob, you know, the master torturer.
It's true.
Yes, sir.
He knows something's up. You see the way he's looking at Rob?
Uh-oh, Django.
No, come on.
Okay, now there's the whipped cream.
Sorry, Matt.
Oh, no.
This has to be done.
There's Rob. Rob.
Stay still.
Right, stay still now.
Very simple.
There he goes.
Doesn't need to hurt.
Put the microphone down there, Joe.
Oh, God.
Put the microphone down there, Joe.
God damn it. Oh, he kicked at me. That was unfortunate.
Now he's handcuffed to the tree, and he's got
so nasty.
His underpants are full of whipped cream.
Wonderful. And I would assume, hey, it's a nice summer day. The ants will be coming soon.
You know, it might fit in the fly of his underpants,
oh,
too.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead,
I'm
fag.
I'm a trained professional.
Go ahead, Joe.
Ah! K-K-K-K.
Very homoerotic. There you go. I think that'll keep him from jumping around for a while.
And during this break, I think we should all go up to the... oh, my God.
Oh, he just put it on his head.
Oh, dear.
Very good. And now Joe's having a nice little suck himself.
Oh, just in his pants.
Huh?
Oh, that's right, Joe. You just like put your mouth on that. It was like in his butt.
Everybody can suck it.
Uh-oh.
Joe's trying to get high.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, Django.
Uh-oh, Django.
Wow.
Okay, so that's it.
There he is.
He's out there, and he's out there for the rest of the show.
Now he knows he's being punished.
Buzz, you got the sign made up there?
I think we do. John's actually working on it, just about finished now with
letters. John just gave you the thumbs up, Don.
Honk if you think I'm an ass.
Oh, very good.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
How's it going out there, boys, with
great.
Him?
Nice.
Beautiful day for this, isn't
he
it?
He was pleased to see us.
Mm-hmm. Spectacular. It's a sparkling day for
this. Maybe the best day all year.
Right. Thinking ahead to later in the show, do we have condiments upstairs in the refrigerator?
Check to see what we got.
We have mustard. We have mayonnaise. We have pickles.
Ketchup, perhaps.
We have everything you could... And a little ketchup in the back.
We can make a nice butt sundae today.
Absolutely. It'll be fantastic.
We'll add elements as the show goes on.
Sure. I wonder if he had plans right after the show this evening.
I sure hope he didn't drink a lot of water right before the show today.
Well, you know, no problem taking care of that. Those shorts aren't any good.
Tree needs watering.
It's not like those shorts are going to be, you know, it's not like they're going to stay on for the whole night now.
And hey, cats, you got to go out there and get pictures of this for our website, please.
Yes, thank you.
For DonandMikeWebsite.com, please go get pictures of him handcuffed to the tree with all of the whipped cream down his pants. Please, please, please.
You want us to take those pictures right now? Maybe later.
You're pretending like you're a person that works on our show.
I get jokes.
Do you want us to take the pictures while he's tied to the tree or afterwards?
It's your birthday, Mike.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.